Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Good afternoon, and how are you today? We pray that you're having a wonderful and marvelous day. I'm here live, and hopefully everything is going good. I had did a pre-recorded show yesterday and made debut yesterday, and I don't know whether it got stuck in the system. But you know, with this technology thing, sometimes you just never know what's happening. But hopefully we're live. So some of my listeners out there, if this is not saying I'm live, would you please call me so I know where we're at with this particular program? I thank you so much. Boy, you know, technology is quite an amazing thing. Sometimes you just never know. And right now we're dealing with Mercury retrograde, and so we just never know how it's going to go. But anyway, we're going to move forward, feeling that spirit is there, and spirit is able to move forward and get us what we need to do. So hello and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am Minister James Browning, and I am a spiritual warrior, and I'm here to start a spiritual revolution. So before we start a revolution, let's do prayer, because that's important to me, and it's important to you, and it's important to the universe to allow things to flow and go as they should go. So we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Beloved, mighty I Am presence, we give grace and gratitude today, knowing that you are the source of all that there is, and that you are the energy that flows into our lives, and the magnificent source of all things that show up through us is coming through you, God. And we know that you are that, and we ask you for special blessings today. I thank you, beloved Mother, Father God, for just being able to be here today. Thank you for another opportunity to be able to share with my beloved brothers and sisters and to be able to allow you to come through. So I say, God, all of you, all of you, all of you, and none of me. I ask to move forth and have that energy flow through. I call upon all of my higher angels, all my guardian angels. I call upon Lord Michael, Raphael, and I call upon Saint Germain. I call upon the Cosmic Christ. I call upon Divine Mother. I call upon the Director, and I call upon all those ascended hosts and ascended masters to come in today to give us clarity, to give us proof, and help us to go, to move through, and allow that my body just to be a channel. Allow that I will be used in a way that is for the highest good of all the people that are listening, and that we will bring forth the word that is for the highest good of all people. So we say thank you, God, for just having us one more time. I thank you, God, for the lovely and committed audience that's there, and that shows up every week, and, you know, for the new one and the old one. I'm really grateful, God, that these wonderful souls are showing up and participating in this show. And I do believe everything is a divine order, so everybody's getting what they need, and we all are where we need to be in this particular time. We all are doing what we need to do, and so we just say thank you. We thank you. We're just really, really, really grateful for all that is. So thank you, God, for this wonderful and magnificent day. Again, I want to thank you to all my old friends and all the new friends. Guys, hey, you know what? I am so grateful. I am really, really grateful. You have no idea how grateful I am that you show up every week. And I know you could be doing other things, but you have decided to take an hour to be with me. You got a few hours. Oh, no, brother, we ain't going that far. Yeah, but take an hour with me to come and to be able to listen and to see how Spirit moves you. You know, sometimes, hey, I don't have all the answers, but Spirit may say something to me that will be benefit to you as well. So let's get started with that. You know, we know that God is good and God is doing all the work. And so we just say thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I truly believe that everything is in divine order, and that each one of you out there today who are listening are supposed to be here right now at this time. You don't supposed to be doing nothing else but being here and in tuning yourself. I know I'm supposed to be here in order to share with you and give you the knowledge that comes through, and that the knowledge that God has given me to be able to share with you and to be a vessel for it to come. So we're all in divine places where we should be. So thank you. Well, brothers and sisters, you know that I'm one of those teachers who always like to kind of go back over things, so I'm going to do this today too. I know that Many of you may not have showed up last week because it was Easter Sunday, and I was prepared for that. Matter of fact, the show I did last week was pre-recorded because I know there may be quite a few people who were not able to show up, but hopefully that you went back and listened, even if you wasn't able to show up. But the shows are always archived, and we hold a space for you to be able to be in that space and be able to come and to listen at your convenience. And I know it's not always easy to do it at a given time, and that's okay, but the universe has provided for you. So if it's meant for you, it will be there for you to be able to come and listen and do what you need to do. So thank you. And I hope you all had a beautiful Easter with your family, and that you celebrated and you really bought in the resurrection and the life of Jesus, because that's what it's all about. It's about the resurrection. It ain't about no Easter bunnies and all that stuff. That's a whole nother deal, man. That's one reason I didn't do the show last week about that, because I have a real thinking about that actually celebration of that pagan part of the resurrection. I truly believe in Jesus' resurrection and the power that he had. But the other part, celebrating the God of fertility, is not where I really wanted to go. Okay? But that's okay. Those who enjoyed it, hey, let it be. Hopefully kids enjoyed it. That's a beautiful thing. So it's good. So let's do a little recap, because last week's show was a smoker, really. I mean, although I did that show a year and a half ago, and when I was listening to the show, I said, wow, you know what? This show is so powerful. I can't do it no better. I can't make it no better. And so the energy was so intense when I did that show. I said, well, let me just upgrade the show and put it into the system. That's one good thing about doing these shows, that any of these shows can be upgraded and loaded into the system at another time. And that really makes a big difference to be able to bring this information to you based on the fact that the show upgraded, and we can always have access to them. Really make a major difference. So we say thank you for allowing that to be. So, okay, we talked about procrastination, and I said that procrastination is the thief of success. Did you hear what I say? Procrastination is the thief of success. It will take your success from you quicker in a heartbeat, and in many cases it do. It is actually the number one enemy to success, is procrastination. There are so many people that get caught up in procrastination and never get started with doing anything they're supposed to do. It's really, really important that you conquer this thing called procrastination, because it's going to make a difference in your life, whether you're able to move forward or whether you stay at the still, or whether you find yourself always paddling against the stream, trying to move forward with this thing called procrastination. So the question I asked was, why do we procrastinate so much? And how do we stop it? What's up with this thing, procrastination, that we keep putting off for tomorrow and expecting something to be happening this and all, you know? And I did some research, really. I had to research, and I looked in some psychology books, and I did some reading about procrastination, because it is really something else, man. This procrastination thing is amazing. You know, the old folks say sometimes we go to our grave with the sweetest music unplayed, and that simply means most of us never live up to our life potential because we never get out of the starting block. We just all, many of us say what we're going to do, what we want to do, but we never take the energy to get up and do it, man. You got to get up and do it. You got to overcome, beloved ones. You can't keep saying you're going to do it. You got to get up and do it, because that procrastination, you're going to be 20 years from now and still in the same position because you allowed procrastination to dominate you. And I know some powerful and talented and beautiful people that got all kinds of wisdom and knowledge, but they won't get up and move forth and do what they need to do because they're stuck with this procrastination thing. So it's important that we actually overcome this thing and take it to another level. So when I went back and realized that the show was so powerful, I said, hey, let's do this. So procrastination, what I really found out, there's two main reasons why people procrastinate. Of course, you know that procrastination will affect your mind and your body, and it can cause all kinds of stuff. It can cause you to have mental conditions, just stuck because you can't move forward. It causes you to have physical conditions, because it'll affect your nervous system because you're not doing what it is that you want to do, and you don't know why you're not doing it, but you just know that you're stuck and you can't get any further. So we're going to talk about getting unstuck here a little bit. The two things I want to do, the main reason about procrastination. And the number one reason is fear of failure. Fear of failure. Most people don't get started doing something because they are afraid that they're not going to be able to complete it, or they're not going to be able to do it at all. And they freeze, not knowing that once they take the first step, that's when the process gets forward. But they keep putting it off and putting it off, and sometimes they'll get to it, and when they realize that they got to do it, and they do it, they say, oh man, why did I take so long to get this done? It was so simple and easy. But something inside of you, that call of fear of success, you was afraid that you were going to fail, and you was afraid that you wouldn't be able to do it. You didn't want to be responsible for that. You didn't want to have to deal with that aspect of things. You just wanted to just, hopefully you could bury it under the rug and it all go away. But it don't go that way, beloved one. You got to take the first step. The number two thing is the fear of success. Can you believe that? That there are people who are afraid to be successful? Because once you become successful, there's a lot going to be expected from you. You can no longer hide behind the cover. You can no longer hide the shit. You have to take full responsibility now for your actions, because you and your mind know that you can do it, and others who around you know you can do it. So you have to take the action to go ahead and do it. And a lot of people don't want to take that responsibility, beloved one. They can't do it, but they don't want to take responsibility of doing it. So they have a fear of success. They don't want to do it because they know if they do it one time, they got to continually doing it. And there's no reason for them not to do it. So they just don't do it because they really, oh gosh, I don't want to do it. That means that my life going to be uprooted in some kind of way. I got to do something different than the way I've been doing it. You know, I can't lay back now. I may have to go to another place, do another thing. And that's just too much for me. I can't handle that. So that's called the fear of success, because they don't want to take responsibility of being successful and doing what they need to do. And believe me, that is a big deal as well. Just like the fear of success, the fear of success and the fear of failure is pretty much the same deal. Okay, in a great sense. Other than the fear of failure won't let you start at all. And fear of success, you may start, but you feeling in your mind, if I do it, then, you know, everybody want me to do it some more. And I don't want to deal with that. Okay, so you need to do that, but procrastination has a whole component of things about it, and I want you to be able to go back to the show, listen to it, because once you realize that what it is, I mean, I'm just telling you a brief thing I did. It was an hour show, and a lot of research put into that show, beloved one. So I want you to go back and take time and re-listen to the show. I also wondered, you know, if you can call in on your phone, whether you can have the capability of going back and listen to the previous archive shows. But I guess there's a way that you can do that also. And if you can do that, then I would highly suggest that you do that. But, you know, other words, you can always go on to blogtalkradio.com/theholisticministry and listen to all of the shows. There's about 45 shows archived there at all times. Okay? So, great. So let's get on with today's exciting show. Matter of fact, guys, I got so much content. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to do this whole, complete this whole show, because I didn't even realize that I had sitting there and wrote so much stuff. Sometimes when spirit is coming through, you're not paying attention to what's going on. And the next thing you know, you're in it, man. Next thing I know, I'm like 15, 16, 17 pages. And I'm saying, really, I only need about 12 pages to do a full hour show. But it was just keep coming and coming and coming and coming. So I guess spirit was one to express itself. So I try to always say, all of you and none of me, I get out the way. So I see how spirit flows and how they do. But today is an important idea, because your body is truly the temple of God. And I just want to share this with you. You know, Corinthians 3:16, it says, do you realize that all of you together are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God lives in you? I'm going to repeat that again, okay? Corinthians 3:16 says, do you realize that all of you are temples of God, and that your spiritual and the Spirit of God lives in you? Beloved one, your physical body is nothing but a house to hold the Spirit of God. You know, when they said that you were made in the image of God, guess what? That image of God is inside, that spirit is inside of you, inside of you. So you have responsibility to take care of that spirit. You know, you have responsibility to do it. You know, it's really, really necessary for you to do what you need to do. And for all of you who came in on the phone and were not able to read the introduction, I just want to share a little bit of that because it's really important. Because I asked the question, what would you do, how would you prepare your home if you knew that God was coming to dinner next Wednesday. Actually, I said come to dinner at 6 o'clock. But if God was coming to dinner next Wednesday, to actually make your house over, you will cook a fucking meal, you go put on your best clothes, you will smell good, you will be doing everything to make yourself look good, and I God knowing that, hey, God is not leaving, God will try to do the best you can because you will win favor. You know, you will want to be a blessing, you know, hey, God came to my house and visited me. Oh, yeah, he's going to try to break out the best living in it. And some of you didn't have to go for it, somebody had to go for it, because you want to make sure God has the best of everything that didn't come. So, you know what, let me share this with you. I'm sure I am sure that God will come to your house the next Wednesday, but not only next Wednesday, but every day, day after, God will show up to your house.
Make that happen.
And I know that you would. So, but I also share with you, beloved one, that God will show up not only next Wednesday, but God will show up every day thereafter for the rest of your life. Because you know what? Because God has shown up every day for this part of your life, and he will show up every day after, because God is already there. You don't have to prepare especially for him for that particular day, because God is already there. And so now, like I said, he will show up every Wednesday and without any deal, as long as you're on planet Earth. Your physical body transports the Spirit of God. And your physical body, beloved one, is actually a miracle. Your body is a miracle. When scientists can't even figure out what's going on with your body. Your body is so defined and so high-tech that no computer can really even determine what's going on with all the elements of your body, and especially they cannot determine what's going on with your mind. Because your mind is so powerful, man. When you got, if you didn't realize how powerful your mind was, you wouldn't even go to sleep at night. You'd be up creating, trying to do some stuff and trying to move forward and trying to just make things happen, because you are that powerful, beloved one. We're going to talk a little bit about that in detail. Because I said to you that you would do all these things. Now, you were willing to do all the stuff, to clean the house and do everything special, because you thought God was coming on Wednesday, and you were able to do that. But the key is that God is there every day. So what are we doing to keep the high-quality care for our physical bodies on a daily basis, knowing that the Spirit of God is already there and shows up every moment of the day? What are you doing? What are you doing, beloved ones? How are you working on keeping that physical temple where God is showing up every day to take care of it, to be there? And you don't have to do cleaning up and all that, because it's already there. And most people, I would say most people do a wonderful and marvelous job taking care of their physical appearance. You know, people go to work, they look good. People come out, overall, they look good, unless, you know, maybe you're homeless or having a mental condition or something, and you're not able to do it. But most people take care of themselves really, really well, you know, from what I'm observing. But that's just the beginning. That is just the beginning, brother one. The power is within your physical body. That body is a body and mind that emits energy at all times. There are energy coming from your body at all times. 24/7, there's energy coming out of that body. That body is just going. That energy is called frequency. And it operates on a spiritual law. And that law is called the law of attraction. That is the energy that's coming out of your body, sending out all the time. Okay? Your body is called the law of attraction, and that your mind and your body is constantly giving out signals. Constantly giving out. Now, for as the human body is concerned, I want to share with you this scripture, because I think this is pretty powerful and it's going to be very important to where we're going with the rest of this conversation. Genesis chapter 1 says, "And God said, look, I am giving you every plant that bears seed, which is on the face of the earth, every kind of tree that bears fruit. They should be your food." I'm going to read that to you again, beloved one. God said, look, I'm giving you every plant that bears seed, which is on the face of the whole earth, and every kind of tree that bears fruit. This is to be your food. And this is what God told them that they should eat, and that's what they should put in their body. Okay? Nothing else. That's what God, those things that was on those trees. Beloved ones, I'm not here to preach to you about becoming a vegetarian or becoming a vegan, okay? That's not the purpose of what I'm doing for you. But God said, okay, God said that you should eat the food that grow out of the ground. Now, I'm just going by what God said, so if you got an issue with that, the issue is not with me. The issue you have is with God, okay? Because that's what God said. You should eat from the trees of the ground that grows out of the ground. Okay, so that's what the deal is. You just want to do. Now, I understand that some of you smarties would say, well, hey, minister, there's a lot of animals that come out the ground, too. But, yeah, they come out the ground, but they're not made out of earth. They live in the ground, but that's true. But that is not where what the center of their bodies is, and they are not created from that dirt in their ground. Those are animals that find their home in the midst of the ground, trying to stay warm, to come out with what's needed to come out, but they are not produced from the earth, and they were not meant to be your meal. Okay? Now, it's your choice what you do, and I understand that. I understand also that some of you, beloved ones, like to believe some of what God says, you know, but not all of what God said. We will believe part of what God said, not what all of God said. And it's usually based on our personal convictions and what it is that we want to accomplish in our life, whether we will accept or reject what we think that God has said. Now, I will admit to you, in the King James of the Bible and some of the other Bibles there, some of this stuff you maybe do not want to take literally because it is allegorical. But when God is talking and saying something in the book, you should be willing to listen. Because if you go follow God, if you're not, then hey, you know, go follow a squirrel. Go follow a chimpanzee or something. And then you don't have to worry about listening to the word of God. But if you choose to follow the word of God, then I think you may want to start listening to what God is telling you. But one beautiful thing, beloved one, is that God gave you free will. And most of you know what free will is, right? Free will is that thing that lets you go do what you want to do when you want to do it. But guess what? There is a responsibility to this free will thing. Don't take it for granted, because free will will come back and bite you in the butt. Because when you make a choice based on your free will, you will be in trouble, okay? Now, your body, God will forgive you for anything that you do. I mean, there's nothing. Look at what God did for Paul, who killed probably 5,000 or 6,000 people in the crusade against Christians, and with David, who did some of the most scandalous stuff on the planet. God forgave him. But guess what, beloved one? God will forgive you, but your body sometimes won't forgive you. By the time you realize, your condition has already taken on a real challenge, and your body... Now, I'm not saying that we cannot be healed, but I do believe that there's divine healing taking place. But sometimes your body gets to a state where, boy, it's going to take a miracle to get you back on track. It's going to take a miracle to get you back to where you need to be at, okay? And I clearly understand that it's going to take that kind of energy to get you back and get you in tune to where you need to be, okay? So, but your physical body... is operating, and when that physical body is operating, when all the organs in your body is being fully organized and fully operating, these cells and these organs in your body are going to give you the ability to operate at full capacity. And once you're operating at full capacity, remember I told you that you're energy. So that means that your body is emitting energy all the time. So that means that your body and there, your organs are well, they're at your highest level, you're operating, so it ain't doing nothing but sending out positive, high vibrational energy, and you're getting positive and vibrational energy back, okay? But, beloved one, when your body becomes to the state of being not in its highest self, being toxic or being in conditions that's not what you have, it's going to send out a low frequency. That's just the way it is. That's the universal law. And when they send out that low frequency, it will return in the name of a disease. I call it dis-ease. Because you're sending out low frequency, and dis-eases are low frequency kind of stuff. So that's what you're attracting, low frequency kind of stuff. So you do not want to go do that. You do not want to track low frequency stuff. So you want to be able to have your physical body at its highest state so that it can send back positive health related kind of things going on, not those things that you do not want to be. Hey guys, have you ever thought about why that mankind's life is so short now compared to what it was thousands of years ago? You know, we heard if you read the Bible and other things you read, that there were people who lived, 500 and 600 years old, and people who were there for a long time, people who made it for a long time. And not only that, there are places up in the Himalaya Mountains, even today, They said there are beings up there who are 1,000 years old, and they are there. So what happened that we start living so long? What did we do to bring about this short situation in life? I would pretty much say for sure that those beings there lived in a toxic-free environment. They didn't have chemicals, and they didn't have toxics around all the time. They didn't have to worry about looking up in the sky and seeing chemtrails in the air, knowing that they're trying to poison us every minute of the day. They didn't have those kind of things they had to deal with. And I'm sure that most of them who ate raw. They probably ate more raw than they did anything else. So if that's the case, I doubt it very seriously if they ate a lot of animal flesh. You know, hey, I can't say that for 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure that most of them ate raw, they ate fruit, and they did not consume a lot of flesh in their body. So they that made a difference. Because you know what, beloved ones? You are truly what you eat. You are. And you know what? How many people are aware that animals have emotions? Did you know that your animals have emotions just like you do? That they have consciousness just like you do, not at the same vibrational level. Although there's some dogs out there and some other animals out there as smart as some of the people I know. You know, it's just the way it is. But they have emotions, they have feelings too. And I guarantee you that if most people realize that animals were so aware and so conscious, then they would not be mass slaughtering of animals. Because people don't think that they have feelings, they don't think that they're conscious of anything, but those animals feel, and which kind of, I don't know how many of you have had dogs, and which kind of, but those dogs and pets, they feel. You know, even the ones that are not domesticated feel. They have feelings, okay? So when you go out and destroy them, you are destroying them. They hurt. They got pain. You know, when you do something to an animal, you hear him holler. You know, he holler out because the pain it hit him, and he's got feelings too, and he's got family, and everybody's affected just as well as they are. Now, these animals, I said, they are spiritual beings at a low vibration light, but it doesn't mean that they do not have any type of feelings. Now, it has been proven science that cows that go down the slaughter lane, you know, if you've seen cows, I don't know if you guys have been to a slaughterhouse. I doubt most of you even people have any idea what a slaughterhouse is. But anyway, a slaughterhouse is a place where they bring calves and they put them in a row, and one calf behind the other calf, and these calves are making a lot of noise because, you know what, beloved ones? These animals sense what's going on. They got eyes, too. They can see two or three calves up the row. All of a sudden, those calves fall down. They're done. They're not getting back up. So these animals become fearful, very fearful, because they now know that there's an issue going on and there's something going on inside that's causing a problem to care. And at this moment, when these animals realize that there's something happening, they release a chemical body in their body in the fear, and the sign of fear, that releases, and they release this chemical of body, and it because of the adrenaline that's pouring from these animals, this poison that they reject makes the meat very acidic. It makes it very acidic because of the fear that they have. And so when you, beloved one, when you consume this meat, okay, what happens? You not only take on the fear of the animal, yes, you take on the fear of that animal who just died, and that fear went into his DNA and into the cell, and you taking that on, but not only that, you are becoming more acidic. Now, if any of you know anything about a state of the body of acid and alkaline and acidic, you do not want to be acidic, because once you become acidic, that is a nesting bag for disease. You know, the acidic body is almost like flies that laying on poop. You know, they come, when they see that your body is weak, man, disease will come and affect you and your immune system. They just come because they're, okay, this is an easy prey. It's an easy prey. His immune system is down. Let's go get him. Let's take him out. Let's do that. So you do not want to allow your body to become but so acidic, brother, love, sister. Because if you do, you could have a problem. you're going to have a many, many problems. Thank God, many other people that I know personally have changed their way of eating and being. Most of the ones I know are at least vegetarians, vegans, and the ones that are not, most of them, even if they're eating animal flesh, they make sure they eat organic. I'm not a big supporter of that, but if you got to eat it, at least do eat organic, okay? From all aspects, even if you're a vegan or vegetarian, you should try to eat the organic as much as you can. But when you don't do that, then you're taking on all this trauma. I mean, not only do the cows, but every other animal go through the same thing. The pigs go through the same thing. Chickens go through the same thing. I mean, I raised on the farm, and I can remember, you know, when we had to kill a chicken, the other chickens in the coop would start hollering and fluttering and making all kinds of fuss because they realized what was going on, too. So I know that they have consciousness, and they're aware. So you got to do what, you know, they got to do what they got to do. I know the spirit of the living God is within you, and you do not want to contaminate your body. But number one, what makes you think that a spirit would want to live in a contaminated body? Where do you get that from? Okay, if you're going to clean your house up and you thought on the field that you thought God was going to come, what would make you think that spirit would want to live in a contaminated body? And you know what, beloved one? A lot of people who die prematurely more than likely could have lived a whole lot longer if they were to have decided to clean their act up physically, clean their bodies up physically, and take on a whole new component of themselves. They would not have allowed themselves to be in that state of consciousness where they were bringing forth all these things that were causing them health challenges. So when you operate at that level, and you will, because a spirit is not going to stay in your body, blood once for a long time, if it's contaminated. You know, half of you don't want to stay in a house somewhere where the house is falling down, everything is going haywire. Would you live there? Well, guess what? The spirit has choices, and it's not going to stay there neither. It is not going to stay there. So when you eat these wrong foods and you are destroying your physical temple, believe me, beloved ones, spirit is aware of what's going on, and they're not going to leave that. Well, not only does food destroy you, but, you know, we're talking about drugs. Drugs are real menace in our society, legal and illegal, and both of them are totally out of control. I don't know if there's ever been a time in history where drug use as high as it is now. I thought it was bad in the 60s during the hippie days, or so-called hippie days, but drugs now is at a whole nother level. You know, I work for a service now that deal with people with health conditions, and I'm telling you, there are so many people out here that are overwhelmed. In every community, they are overwhelmed with the illegal use of drugs. Illegal drugs are wiping a whole society of people out, you know, and it's driving them physically in bad health, and it's definitely making them mentally crazy. There's a whole bunch of them. Not enough mental hospitals to be able to compensate for all these people who are out here using drugs and doing those kind of things, okay? Beloved one, now, if you decided to have a glass or two of wine on occasion, especially if you were eating drinking red wine after a meal or something, okay, that's not going to be a major problem. If you can avoid it, don't do it, you know, but other than that, it's not going to cause a major problem for you. But if you are one of those people who a glass won't do or two glasses won't do, and you got to drink the whole bottle, you got an issue. And that is not going to be good for you. It is not going to be a healthy thing for you to be able to do that. It's just not going to make a lot of sense for you to do that. So you, beloved one, have to make sure that even if you're going to drink a wine, make sure you get organic, because the chemicals that's in the sulfite that's in the wine will cause you health problems. So if you're going to drink wine, get organic, okay? Because if not, you're setting yourself up for a real big problem down the road. So let's not, okay, those are two things. Let's talk about something else that is equally as dangerous and to your body, to your temple, and in some ways even more dangerous than what you put in your mouth. It is what is going on in your feeling and mental world. Guys, I cannot overemphasize how important it is that you be aware of what's going on in your emotional world. There is so much discord going on in the universe right now. It's one that everybody's just totally not zapped out. There's so much discord going on and dark energy going on that is really beyond control. So, guys, you have to really work on keeping yourself in control. You cannot allow yourself to get in those situations. You cannot buy into discord and internalize it. Yes, it's going on. You hear it every day, but the craziness with the politics and the wars, we're almost involved in 5 wars, and look, there's another one getting ready to go on, and the political scene. But you cannot buy into that, because if it's so, it's going to freeze you and take you out. Okay, so you have to put limitations to how far this that you want to allow to affect you. Many of us, and even myself, dealing, their sleep is being affected. People's sleep being affected. People's nervous systems are being affected. And boy, there's so many people I've talked to lately that's having problems with their stomach. You know, a lot of people having problems on the level with their stomach. And situations I've had a bout with it myself, so I understand. But I've talked to a lot of people that, and all that's because of a lot of it do with the stress that's going on in the environment, okay? The best thing to do is to stay away from negativity and stay away from toxic people. You know, do not allow yourself to get involved with toxic people. You got to tell them, hey, I'm busy, and excuse yourself. I'm busy, excuse yourself, and get away from toxic people. Because you got enough already going on in the universe. You don't need anybody else bringing you no more toxicity, I'm sure. I mean, if you didn't talk to another negative person, just the fact that it's in the universe so tough, you're going to have some ripple effect. So you don't need no more of that. I mean, that just doesn't make sense to keep adding, you know, pain to your life by allowing yourself to get involved with toxic people that always got problems. The same people that always got the same problem. And they don't really want to resolve it. They just want to come dump on you. They just want to come tell you about their problem, but they don't want to resolve the problem. And don't allow it, beloved ones. Don't allow it. Love it from a distance if you got to be. I don't care if they're chicken, child, grandma, mama, whoever. If they're toxic and they're always trying to dump on you and bring you a bunch of negativity, you got to do it from a distance. I don't care. You know, hey, you may love them, but hey, do you love them so much that you're willing to sacrifice your own body? I mean, God sent you here for a purpose, so you're going to let somebody else destroy your purpose, destroy your body for your purpose, where you got to use in order to carry God in? Were you really going to want somebody to do that? No. So let it go. Let it go. You need to be able to stop holding on to past anger. You got to stop holding on to past hurts and past disappointments, beloved ones. I know some of you have had some real challenges out there, but you got to let that stuff go, because it is festering. And when it festers down on that subconscious level, it will create situations in your life. It will bring about diseases in your life out of anger, and all those things will bring disease in your life, and it will bring stuff to your life. And it don't necessarily have to come from disease, because your subconscious mind is now in control. That will put you involved in an accident, involved in some situation, you in some place where something happened, because based on how you feel inside, they always an accident, they always the sickness. The subconscious mind giving you what you want. And how they feel you want it. And if you hold on to that angry, it's that you want. They want anger. They want anger. So I give them more anger. I'm going to give them more anger. They want to feel hurt. Okay. So, hey, I'm going to hurt them even more. Bring them more hurt. So they will be able to do that. And they'll be able to bring that about in some kind of way. So that's what you have to do. And some people, beloved one, use hurt and pain as an honor, as a badge of honor. They always want to, you know, let you know how bad they are and how they're suffering, okay? You can have empathy, but you don't have to have sympathy. You can support them, but you can support them for them. People who always want to talk about their health condition and want you to feel sorry for them are using it as a badge of honor, okay? They do not want to do, you do not want to do that, okay? How many of you out there are familiar with Louise Hay? Louise Hay. Louise Hay, if you ain't familiar with Louise Hay, than you should be, because Louie Hay is all that and a bag of chips, as the young folks would say. She is bad, 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 man. Louise Hay, she's got a book called How to Heal Your Body from A to Z. How to Heal Your Body from A to Z. In this book, she gives you the emotional connection to just about every disease known to man in the Western world. You know, there's everything that is going on. I know there's electronic frequency to every disease, but there is an emotional connection to every disease as well. And you got to be careful, and because that's why if you are going to be healed, your healing is not going to take place unless we can dissolve what the emotional issue is, and also. So just treating the symptoms of the physical deal means that situation is going to keep coming back. It'll resolve for itself for a minute, but because you're just treating the symptoms, but eventually it's going to keep coming back, because that's where the real root of the problem is, in that actually emotional feeling that's inside of your body and what's really causing you to have a problem. I took just a few of the things from her book. I just want to share a few of these with you that she talked about how the emotions affect you. She talks about deafness, meaning someone who not born deaf, but someone who became deaf, or maybe even someone born deaf from a previous life. They may have bought that same energy over. They said that comes from people from rejection and people feeling stubborn and people feeling isolated. And they don't want you to hear. They don't want to hear. They don't want anyone to tell them about it. They want to be stubborn and they're feeling rejected, but they don't want to share it. And when they do that, that can drive them to a state of deafness, beloved one. Okay? So that's what Louise Hay. That's not my saying. That's Louise Hay. And I believe it'll be telling the truth. Dry eye. Now, that's the one that, you know, I have a problem with, and I know some other people have a problem with it, too, often. Dry eyes is angry eyes, refusing to see with love. You hear that? Blubber. Dry eyes is connected with refusing to see with love. Angry eyes is what it's called. Dry eyes and angry eyes are the same thing. Okay, it says you refuse to see with love, and it's causing your eyes to have an eye condition. Okay, now let's talk about this one. Constipation, and a lot of people have this problem. Refusing to release old ideas stuck in the past. So if you're having a problem with constipation, then you need to realize that you are stuck in the past or something, and you're not releasing. You are not releasing those old ideas that are keep pulling you in. So you better reach down and try to figure out what it is. If you're not going to release it, you better try to do an affirmation to replace it, okay? Because that is what's going on. That's why you're having so much problem with your bowels, because you have not released those old ideas and you're still stuck in the past, okay? Cold sore. That's something that you see a lot of. It's a festering, angry word. Cold sore is a festering, angry word. And they fear, and the fear of expressing them. You're holding a lot of angry thoughts and angry words, but you don't tell anybody about it. You just keep it to yourself, and you don't say anything about it. You just walk around in fear and just mutter to yourself. You know, you have people sometimes talking to themselves. I see people with mental condition, they talk to themselves, they be cursing and doing all kinds of things, and they are having angry. They're angry with themselves. They're angry words. They're causing problems, okay? Let's talk about the throat. Man, is that not a lot of people having issues with their throats lately? I don't know if you guys are aware, but boy, there's a lot of thyroid issues going on. And I don't know, well, I guess it is based on the diet and maybe something from chemtrails or whatever, but a lot of people are having thyroid. But they said thyroid, the throat issue itself, is actually holding on to angry words as well, feeling unable to express themselves. When you got something inside of you and you can't get it out, and refusal to change. When you feel this, that you are so stuck in what you don't want to change and you don't want to do anything different, but you want to still just keep that same old idea going on, then beloved one, you are asking for yourself to be develop throat condition. So find somebody to talk to if there's something deep that you're gonna need to bring out so you can get it out of you. Okay, it's very, very important. Okay, the last one I'm going to talk about is cancer, which is really a rampant thing. deep hurt, long-standing resentment, deep secrets of grieving, eating away at the self, and craving hatred. Ooh, that's a deep one, man. Let me read that again. Cancer, deep hurt, long-standing resentment, deep secrets of grieving, eating away at self, and curing hate. Boy, that, you heard this thing about this hate thing? Guys, I don't care what happened to you, man. You cannot afford to go around hating people and holding on to stuff. You better learn how to forgive. If you don't, you're in for a sentence. If you're going to be sick and the other person that you're not forgiving, they're going to be going on with their lives. So forget about it. You know, hey, it's done. We all have, you know, bear some pain. We all have been through some stuff. So that's okay. Just let it go. That's okay. But I want to just share with you, because I believe that sometimes the best stories are the stories that actually happen to you. I'm going to share with you. A few weeks ago, beloved one, I think I contacted food poisoning, and I thought I was eating at a healthy place, but I didn't. But the pain was very painful for a couple of days, but then the pain all of a sudden just subsided and went away and stopped. And that was, I thought it was over with. And then about 10 days later, man, that pain came back with a vengeance. It was so powerful. It was so strong. I'm telling you, it happened to me on a Saturday night. I ended up in the emergency room, you know, and this was really a challenge for me because being a vegetarian for over 40 years, when I get sick, it's really challenging because I try so hard to stay well. I try to do the right thing. I'm always analyzing what is really going on. But I think it may have created from the food poison, but even if it created from the food poison, I did something to set that off too. So, and I understand, I take full diagnosis of that. And my actual diagnosis was a disease called colitis. I went to the Lose Hay book, and boy, it said, you are having insecurity issue that represents the ease of letting go of something which is over. You're holding on to something that is at the end, and you need to let it go. Let it go. Let it go. I get it. I understand that. But I understand how that can be. So you need to be able to identify what is connected with your emotional feelings that is causing you to feel sick and making you sick, because there is something that's doing that. Okay? Beloved, your disease is created by sickness or by accident. So it ain't just because you're sick, but accident will also create that same situation for you and make you feel very, very uncomfortable and make you very ill, because the subconscious mind don't care which way it give it to you. It just give it to you based on the way that it's deemed for you to have it. Well, if you're not getting sick the right way, say, okay, she's gonna have an accident. We'll bring that about. We make that happen. So it is what it is. But I want to do a disclaimer, guys, because I am not a medical doctor, okay? And so I tell you that if you have a medical condition, seek your doctor, okay? Go to your doctor and ask for help, because, you know, I don't want nobody saying that I told them to do this or do that. I want you to seek your doctor, go what you need to do. I know it's important. But, number one, you can carry a lot of emotional issues, pains from the past, in addition to those, when you carry those kind of, and then you are eating bad and having emotional issues going on in your life, then guess what? You are pouring kerosene on the fire. You cannot do that, beloved ones. You cannot allow yourself to have all these emotional feelings, and you're eating terrible too. We see it every day, all the time. People out there eating, like, just eating terrible stuff. And then, you know, they're angry all the time. And they are destroying themselves, and they're wondering why. They're just taking themselves out of the picture altogether by allowing themselves to be overwhelmed like that, by having all that emotional stuff going on, and then eating bad. So you, beloved ones, have to learn to have control of what you put in your mouth and control what's going on in your feeling world in order to be able to have life at a higher level. And until you're able to do that, then what shows up is what shows up. And don't get upset with anybody at all, because you created it. You created it. Take full responsibility. That could be a good thing for you. Take responsibility for what's showing up in your life. That may be a healing aspect in itself. Just take responsibility for what's showing up. I just wanted to do that. I wanted to also share with you that a few lessons ago, I talked to you about a story that I was able to do when I went to Tony Robinson and learned to walk on 2,000-degree hot coal and did not get burnt and did that. So you know what, beloved ones? You are not going to convince me that you cannot overcome just about any condition in that shows up in your life. Your mind is powerful. You are so powerful. You are so powerful, beloved one. And they say we only use 10% of our mind, 10% or less. So I know that if I could, and I ain't nobody special. I ain't got no special things other than just the rest of you. I just may study a little hard and pray a little hard. But hey, guess what? I was able to do it. You can do it too. Okay? So you can condition your mind to do what you want to do. So you have to understand that you do that. Now you have to, now that you know, if you were not aware that the living God lives in you and he lives inside of you, so it is up to you to keep your temple holy so that you can, so that the Spirit of God will want to remain there, and so that you will be, so you have to do the right thing. You have to do the right thing because you are co-creators with God and you came here for a purpose. And if you're not creating your purpose and living up to yourself, then why are you here taking up space? Why are you here taking up space? God has left you here and you have not gone on that because you have not fulfilled your purpose. And you need a healthy body, a healthy temple in order to fulfill your mission, to do the rest of what you need to do. So keep your body healthy. Understand that this precious body you got is the temple of God, and the Spirit of God is living in there. Now, you know if God came to visit you, you would go to extremes to take care of it. So take care of it just like you know that you would based on the fact that God is inside of you, and you know God is pure. So keep your body pure. Do what you need to do to make yourself healthy and make yourself more in tune, and so you can turn and fulfill your earthly divine mission and to be able to make a difference, to be able to help. We need help, beloved ones. We need light. We need light workers like yesterday, thousands and millions of them, to try to reverse what's going on in this planet. So I'm reaching out to you and asking you to please to do what you need to do to make yourself stronger so you can become a light, so you become a beacon, so we can make some changes on this planet. We need to do that. So I just want to thank each one of you for showing up today. We had a little challenge from the start, but that's okay. I kind of got used to technical stuff going on there. So I know that it can be, and we're in Mercury retrograde, so I'm not, whatever shows up right now could show up. So, but it's all good. I ain't upset. We were able to work it out and able to get it going back to its right place. So I want you to visit my website. You can do that and leave me a message. Let me know how you're feeling, how you're going. You can visit the website. You can make a love donation. If you do, we appreciate it. But only if you feel it to the Spirit, beloved one. We don't do no begging here. So that's not a deal. That's totally up to you. Okay? So we're going to give it a close out with a prayer. We don't have much time, but we want to do it because we want to give God the grace for thank you for allowing us to be able to accomplish what we accomplished today, okay, on the level that we did. So thank you, beloved mighty I Am presence. Thank you. I am so grateful. I am so happy that you allowed me to come here one more time. Thank you for allowing the light to follow through. Thank you for the wisdom that came through. Thank you, God, for all that you do. And we thank you, God, for the technical aspect of that got cleared up and got straightened up. And whatever it is that needs to be done, that it would be done on a level that needs to be done. We know that, God, that you're in charge. And we know that you bring full perfection in the way that you do. So we know that you open the doors. And I'm just grateful and thankful. I'm thankful for each one of my beloved listeners who are out there today. And I thank you guys for showing up so much. And I pray for divine blessing for each one of you, that you will stay in the white light of protection of God, that each one of you will be blessed this week in a way like you've never been blessed before, that opulence will come to you, pour down, overwhelm, and you will just have to say, stop, stop, I don't want any more. That's how I wanted to show up for you, beloved one. I want you to have the opulence in your health. I want you to be here. If you have a health challenge, let it be gone. You have the power to change it. Take control of yourself. You're powerful beings, beloved one. And we thank you. You've got the God inside of you, and you got the power. So make a difference. Help yourself. Help someone else. And do what you're supposed to do. And so it is. Amen.